So, yay, good morning, world. Wow. I'm Debbie Hazleton, and I'm here with Tony Stevens, and wow.
Good morning, everybody.
Woo! We are so excited.
I know, we've made it.
What's today? What's going on today?
Oh, it's just, you know, a regular Friday. No, wait, it is the day that 3 months ago, we weren't sure if it was even going to happen or not. And
that's
it is finally
right.
here.
That's right.
The ACB 2020 National Conference and Convention. It is virtual this year. It is a historic year. And it would not be made possible without the enormous help that so many ACB volunteers have brought in, especially ACB Radio, which is why we're particularly excited to kick this off on ACB Radio in sort of a pre-show that's going to lead us up to the board meeting. That's right, Debbie?
Yes, indeed. We're doing this thing. It's sort of like, we're like, you know, when you have a telethon or something and you come back to your home neighborhood kind of thing that says, you know, we're sort of the local to the global, but then again, we're the global to the local, I guess.
Exactly. We've taken, what was it? I remember in journalism school, Marshall McLuhan's Global Village. Who would have thought that was 50 years ago? Who would have thought more than 50 years ago that we are where we are now? I was talking to somebody yesterday about the convention, and thank you everybody for listening to ACB Radio right now.
Oh, yes.
This is the Convention Connect show, which will be kicking off all the main events and following up some main events during the general sessions. But today we're coming on air live before the board meeting at 10 o'clock to share with you a lot of things going on. But yeah, I was talking with everybody to go back real quick. And it is incredible to think where we've come from technology space of if the pandemic would have happened 10, 20 years ago, it would have in a sense just we would have had to stop and not
yep.
really move on. And even though ACB Radio is moving into its 21st year this year online, it's the audience that because of the pandemic particularly, everybody has had to go online because of COVID-19. And people that often weren't familiar or comfortable going online and going in Zoom and all these other ways to communicate through social distancing. You know, I feel like our audience has grown bigger than ever, and we can feel it through what we've just been able to do with ACB the past 3 months. So,
and even this morning, I mean, we had a bunch of sponsors and exhibits and new wonderful convention promos that our production team has been busy making. I'm just so proud of all of them who have been so willing to pitch in and be so creative, and wonderful IDs that Rick Lewis made, and all that coming together, and then that newspaper compiled by so many people and read by Rick Lewis, all that just this morning. It's just incredible.
I was doing some math, and we will be having, and this doesn't include the things like Rick was working on, but just in content that has been, you know, some of it's been pre-recorded, like our exhibit hall. We'll talk a little bit mm-hmm. about the exhibit channel, because that's always one of my favorite mm-hmm. parts of convention and how can we experience exhibits distance wise.
Oh, you're gonna
this
love
year.
It.
Mm. Yeah. And but then also in ways of the human programming, right? The regular session programming, how we have all the breakout sessions. We have 249 hours of program content coming over the next 8 days. That is specific to, you know, events, programs, things that would typically be at one of our national convention and conferences over the next 8 days. And it's incredible how it's being pushed out, thanks in part to a large amount of volunteers that are too many to name.
Yeah.
We'll have to have like a little Oscars afterwards or something for technical folks. But what are some of the ways people can listen, Debbie? Can you kind of help out and give a rundown on how we're going to be reaching people this year?
Well, sure. We have... You know, you can still go to your ACB radio tuner if you have that, and you can go to acbradio.org, and there are ways to listen. We are on mainstream all day. There are other things happening on other channels, but you can also, if you have an iPhone or an Android, you can use ACB Link. You can also use an Amazon device, and I don't dare say her name, but but you can say open ACB Radio Mainstream, and we've had to work with getting our skills more finely tuned because of some things that, I don't know, just go a little haywire with that on Amazon, and TuneIn isn't doing as much updating. And so if you end up finding a skill that doesn't work for a certain stream, you can say enable ACB Radio Mainstream or enable ACB Radio Special, because we have breakouts that are going to be on special event and live event. And you can say enable ACB Radio Live. And then once it says it's enabled, then you can say open ACB, you can say name, open ACB Radio Live or open ACB Radio Special. And then we have that number, and I think I have it memorized. It used to be Audio Now, and it's a free service, so it gets a little wonky sometimes. And it took Jason almost a year to get this new setup. But the number is, I think I have it memorized, 518-906-1820.
That sounds right.
That sounds right? Okay, good. Well, if it sounds right to you and it sounds right to me, and we hope everybody isn't ending up calling a wrong number, but... But no, I think that is, and there are lots of options on there, and we're just super excited. Is there anything that I left out?
I think that's it. I mean, you know, folks that can, registration is now back open for mm-hmm. folks that haven't pre-registered. We had pre-registration stop a couple of weeks because they had to do our Minneapolis office, or our business office in Minneapolis is handling getting the program together, and, you know, It's quite an immense program that we were still able to send out to Braille for people that pre-registered.
I got mine.
Excellent.
Love it.
Excellent. Yeah. I am having to, because of the holiday today, trains weren't running to Washington. So I forgot to bring mine from the office. So I'm going to have to go online to ACB convention and get more information there.
Okay.
Where you can get information and find out how to register as well. Cause you can call in and register. We have sort of a virtual registration desk. For folks that still want to get registration, what registration gives you is it lets you get access to the live studio audience, right? So we'll be through Zoom having webinars set up and all our general sessions and everything. We can go and win the door prizes and do all the things that are
yep.
typically done in the main halls or the conference breakout rooms. Those are all done through Zoom. And Zoom has done a wonderful job of upgrading some of its security protocols. You know, when COVID first broke out, there were some concerns of, you know, okay, we're going to do this, but are people going to start spamming us and I think they call it Zoom bombing or something.
Yeah.
Like that. But luckily, it's all shored up and secure wise. It's a live studio audience that then we push out on all the other channels that you were just mentioning, Debbie.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so you can register and get access to those Zooms. But
and you can be a sponsor, and you can buy forum tickets, and you can yep. buy merchandise from the mini mall and all that good stuff.
Find out about the ACB Walk.
Yes.
We will be on the air again. I think the next time you and I are on the air is going to be on Sunday at 6:45. We're going to be kicking off the opening session. So folks,
I will look and see for sure. I thought we were on before then, but I know we're on then.
We have the ACB Walk leading to us.
Yes.
So, and I'll be on the ACB Walk. So we have the walk will be, Dan Spoon will be kicking off the walk. So folks can still go on and sign up for your teams and or, you know, weigh in and help raise money. I think we've raised upwards of $75,000 now.
Woo.
For the walk, which is
that's
incredible.
So cool.
We've got the raffle, which is doing excellent. Thanks everybody that has bought raffle tickets. A lot of ways folks can contribute, because, you know, the reality too is I'm the development director for ACB, and I'd be hard pressed to say that, you know, COVID-19 has made it difficult for a lot of nonprofits around the country. We are very fortunate that we've been weathering well, but we're still looking at a very tough year, and we're not out of this coronavirus yet and the pandemic. So, you know, this is an excellent opportunity for folks that can give this year to take a moment and think of ways to participate in our usual convention activities that give a little to ACB back.
Well, and I heard
we're going to be giving a lot to you over the next 8 days, I hope.
And I heard that many people in registration who said, wow, you know, I'm saving money by not traveling. I don't have to fly. I don't have a hotel. Hey, and many more are stepping up to be a sponsor and or buy forum tickets. I know I bought two for myself and someone else in this house. And so I'm real excited about
And thank you everybody that has done that. Thanks for the people that have already given a little bit more. You know what's exciting about this is for those that typically come to convention, they said, you know, I got a little extra because I'm not spending a week in a hotel. Mm-hmm. But what's exciting for me, and this is just on the registration side, we have no idea how many people we're going to reach through all the other channels that you can sit on your couch and just enjoy it.
That's right.
You know, we've reached so many more people than our usual convention already this year, of people who usually can't make it to convention. And that for me is an exciting part of, you know, it's been such a tough year for everybody in this world, and not just in our country or ACB, but in the entire world. And to think that we've been able to reach so many more people that are feeling isolated and finding ways to be connected, particularly this year, by having the convention still go on and go on virtually. We're having a lot of people come this year, hundreds of people so far know of, that haven't gone to a convention before.
I heard it on ACB Radio Roundtable and other shows where we've been talking about the convention. And two things that I noticed. One, a lot of new listeners, as well as new first-timers to conventions and new members. Lots from Community Calls and ACB Radio as just two places. But I'm sure just word of mouth and relationships, however those happen. I mean, it's just one of the most exciting aspects of ACB.
One of the ways people can also experience the convention, and this leads me to talk about another thing we're excited that just launched a couple weeks ago. Not even 2 weeks yet, I think. Just a week and a half. We will be streaming the general sessions and live sessions, the main events, right? So we could call our general sessions. Those are from 10 to 1 Eastern time each day. I believe we'll be rebroadcasting those on ACB West for our friends out in Hawaii.
No, West is going to stay the same as East, but we're going to have them all replay overnight. We're going to have everything replay. Yeah.
If you're on that 7 hour difference, 6 hour, 7 hour difference, you'll be able to tune in.
Oh, yeah.
And still catch a lot of the things that, you know, you're not going to wake up at 3 a.m. to listen to.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, in terms of the Facebook Live and YouTube Live, will be, you know, that stuff will also be archived and accessed on demand.
That's so
exciting.
I
believe we're putting this stuff out as podcasts too, aren't we?
Yes, indeed. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. There's a convention podcast. And you know what? We didn't talk about this, but a lot of the exhibitors have video files, and you might, Tony, want to access those for YouTube and Facebook Live, so you know, I can make sure
we're in the process now of creating a YouTube channel. It should go live hopefully by opening session, where you can also check out on demand the presentations, because a couple of the presentations are also video featured for folks that are low vision or can see, you know, can find those visually pleasing as well. So we hopefully will have that YouTube channel. We're racing to get everything together. We are a small but mighty staff.
That's right.
So, but yeah, so we're going to get that on ACB Radio. But yeah, oh, the Facebook, though, the thing I was going to mention that we're excited about is we have had a new Facebook community startup. And already, a couple days ago, we were already at 700 people just within less than 10 days.
That's incredible.
Have signed up for that Facebook community. So follow us on Facebook. Follow us on YouTube. We only have like 200. We have about 5,000 subscribers or so, several thousand subscribers on Facebook. I don't have the exact number right in front of me, but on YouTube, we're a lot lower, and I get YouTube as a visual media, but my hope is to really grow our YouTube through the channel. So subscribe to us on YouTube. You can get notifications. Click the little bell icon that's there. That's a like or a notify me, I think it says, on VoiceOver and JAWS. And then also on Facebook, you know, follow us on Facebook, and then you'll get notifications when we're posting or when we're going live. And you can follow, and you can also be a part of the ACB community. So it's, in a sense, a way to have, you know, how you would always gather around ACB Cafe at a convention and gather and have a little snack. Here you can grab a snack from your kitchen and jump on ACB Facebook's community page and have your little conversations as well with connecting with people. In addition to a lot of the socials, those that are registering are going to get Zoom links for a lot of social activities going on during the week. So we're going to have opportunities where we will have, you know, I know Sassy's having a social, or Sound Insight Impaired, or, you know, affiliate. Blind Pride is 20th anniversary this year, so having big celebrations and having an online social toast.
I think there's a guide dog school that has a yappy hour.
I love it. Oh, Palmer, my dog, and I will have to jump on that one. So, yeah, so there's, you know, probably about 20, 30 hours of just, you know, opportunities to join on and be social. There's a women's, you know, our women's affiliate is having special, you know, social hour and different groups. So something for everybody. and, you know, encourage people as well to try to connect with others, because we have been feeling very isolated over the past 3-4 months. So there's a lot of opportunities to jump online and talk with old friends.
And we know that even after the whole COVID situation, we know that the community groups have been just one of those serendipitous treasures to find, and we know that they're going to continue. We have, Cindy has been doing a great job on those community calls, and a number of them are on ACB radio, but some weeks there are 52 or maybe even more community calls in 1 week. It's amazing.
And that's for folks who don't know that Cindy Hollis, are formerly Cindy Van Winkle, but Cindy Hollis, our membership coordinator, who has been doing an excellent job. Thank you, Cindy, if you're listening, for all the work you've been doing and really bringing together this ACB community across the country that has really just exploded after the COVID pandemic really broke out.
So exhibits will open up today on the exhibit channel, which is our community stream. And a community stream is one of the newer things that's happened in the last few months. It filled in where interactive was, and interactive, our music stream, became merged with the cafe stream. But the exhibits are going to be on that channel beginning at 11:30 today, and there will be a group of all the exhibits for the day that will play for 8 hours. So it'll go from 11:30 to 7:30, and then it will begin again at 7:30, that same group for the day, and then it will go till 3:30 a.m., and then it will start again. So there will be 3 opportunities for the day to hear that day's worth. Again, it's all going to podcast. But I have to brag about the exhibitors. I enjoyed forming incredible relationships with a lot of these people. And they had an opportunity that if they wanted to do their own recordings, because it's all virtual, they could furnish one recording a day, depending on the length of the exhibit booth that they purchased, and or up to eight recordings. And some did. Some with premium booths, that was a 30-minute booth, some furnished us with 8 30-minute recordings. And some did video, and some did audio, some did both. Some chose not to use the whole 30 minutes, or not to do all 8, but incredible. And some were writing me, and they all turned them in on time. It's just incredible. They really turned them in very, very close to being on time. And some said, oh, we enjoyed making these so much. We're so happy to be with you virtually, even though we can't be there in person. And we were up till 4 a.m. working on these, and just with a lot of dedication and a lot of a real just labor of love. So
everybody, has come together this year. And really, you know, thanks to our exhibitors, thanks to our sponsors, thanks to our individual sponsors.
Oh, yeah.
That people can also, which you'll hear more about. We'll be listing those sponsors throughout the week and thanking them. And you know, one thing I realized too is our digital daily, which, well, folks that maybe caught us at the beginning of this program, if you're joining in late after we started, you know, our digital daily is our daily newspaper that's going to be going every day, and it'll be kicking off the day's events with programming. It's going to tell us what's going on, and really be a place where you can go and find out all things convention related. I think it's going to air daily once general session starts, Monday through Friday.
Well, it aired today. It aired at 8:30, and I think that's what it will be every day, because they think that some of them will take up to an hour. Now, it really was about a half an hour. I don't know whether that will get changed at all or whether they'll take less time, but at any rate, I think that's what it's planned to be, is 8:30 every day, and different people from the Board of Publications are reading it. Now, this morning's was read by Rick Lewis, and he did an excellent job, and that followed 90 minutes of exhibits, which are the sponsor exhibitors, not the ones that are in the exhibit hall for the most part, but some of the other ones that are sponsors, and a lot of our promos that our production people have built. So those are on every morning for 90 minutes before the newspaper is read.
You're right. We'll be featuring our Diamond and Emerald sponsors, which are our largest sponsors on ACB Radio Mainstream. Thank you to them.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd say them right now, but I'd be afraid I would forget one.
So. Oh, there'll be lots and lots of opportunities.
I would hear that. So, yeah.
But we know Vanda and Google and
Microsoft.
I think are probably our top. And I know.
Thank you to them. And
yes.
And we'll be having guests throughout the week for our Convention Connect. That's right.
Yes, indeed.
I think we've got Ira coming on.
Yep, we do. And I'm very
happy. Looking forward to Ira.
Yeah.
And we'll have someone with Verizon and someone with National Interest for the Blind. We'll have Carla. Folks know Carla Rochevelle, who runs our mini mall.
Who's she? Do we know her?
I think some folks. You know, though, Debbie, we need to stop and remember, though. There are people maybe that are going to tune into this.
That's right. For the very first time.
We are.
So, that's right. And they don't know about the mini mall. I love to call it the mini mall.
Exactly, yeah. So we have the mini mall, and that's going to be where folks can get their ACB convention swag.
That's right.
This is going to be a historic year. So if you grab a t-shirt this year, or you grab any memento, you can show it off next year in Phoenix, where we're going to be sweating it out in Phoenix, Arizona, for our convention, where we will be all fingers crossed in person next year.
That's right. Oh,
and
very exciting.
So
I've already told a number of these exhibitors, I can't wait to see you next year. I can't wait to be with you in person. A few of the exhibitors did not get listed in the program, and it was an accident. But, you know, every year at convention, I've seen a program that will say, this exhibitor list is what we had by the time we went to press. Well, some exhibitors got registered late and different things, you know, nothing to blame. But some of those little glitches happen. But those exhibitors are still very prominently with us in the exhibit hall. Gadgets and Guide Lights, or Guide Lights and Gadgets, I guess I'm saying it wrong. Orbit, NLS, Guide Dog, Guiding Eyes, very much with us. I've just really been enjoying the wonderful opportunity to have good relationship rapport with all of them. You all are going to do great in our exhibit hall, and all of you who are listening are going to just enjoy everything about what these exhibitors are offering. Many of them have convention specials, too. So that's awesome.
Yeah, I know. Like Microsoft has a bunch of programs on Friday folks can check out.
Do.
I think Humanware is on the agenda.
Yes.
Vespero, I think, is having something later today.
Yes, I think that's
Vespero,
true.
Vespero, which is, you know, for those that know, Vespero was Freedom Scientific and now Vespero, but all the JAWS users out there.
And the showcase, Friends in Art Showcase, will be on tonight after the movie. What's the name of that movie about Parasite?
It's tonight, Parasite?
Yeah, that's
that won the Oscar.
That's on. I've never seen that, so that's going to be good. It will be audio only, but if I see it with my mind, I figure I've seen it, you know? So that's my... anyway, Friends in Art Showcase will be on, I believe it's at 8 o'clock. And the people behind the scenes, Derek Lane with Jason and Janine, and have done just an incredible job of editing and putting wonderful background sound in it that will just be, it'll sound live. It really will. And I think it's a 2-hour showcase. And our MCs for that are Ann Chiappetta and Roland Bowers. And if any of you know Roland Bowers, it's been years since he's been a part of the showcase, and he's had some real health challenges to go through. But I heard just a little bit of a greeting from him in the showcase yesterday, and I just was like, wow, listen to that real up energy, that vibrance. And it's just so good to have him with us. And I said to Nancy Pendergraf, is Roland's mother, and Nancy's a dear friend of mine. I said, well, if you can't get to the showcase for a few years, and neither she nor Ro could get there, it's, you know, look at the power you have. Now the showcase is coming to you, and it's coming to all of us. So that will be on ACB Radio Mainstream tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern. I believe it's at 8 p.m. So, Tony, what happened? Where are you? I think you're sending me a text. So Good stuff, though. I am just so pleased. And, you know, Tony, I get to talk about you now that you're not right here. I get to... It's so good you came back to us when you did. I didn't like it that you left, but the fact that you came back and it was announced that you were back like weeks, just weeks shy of us knowing that we had to go virtual. And what an incredible thing that is, because Tony Stevens brings to us a wealth of experience of being in radio prior, and just has been just so excited about getting back more involved on ACB radio, and we'll be doing some of our streaming in some of the mainstream sessions. And so that is just all around wonderful. Very, very exciting to have Tony back. And doesn't he have a great voice? Yeah, absolutely. So, and Tony, you know, wearing that hat of getting involved with helping to push out the video and the audio to YouTube and Facebook Live and to Zoom, and working in tandem with Rick Morin in just quite a entourage of equipment and things happening to make it all come together. Tony has equally been doing the job of director of development. Well, I don't know a better way to work on development with more than by, you know, getting yourself back involved with radio and Zoom. And, you know, Tony always said when he worked in the director of advocacy and governmental affairs that it's all about relationships and the stories that people share. See, I did take that in, Tony, when you were talking about that years ago. And what do we have? We have people in the community calls sharing stories, sharing relationships. There you are. Did you hear me talking about you?
I'm sure it was scolding words that had lots of 7-second delay requirement.
I was talking about how I remember you saying that relationships are part of advocacy building and stories. And what do people do on these community calls? Share stories and build relationships. And that is what brings listeners, that's what brings membership and loyalty and growth of an organization. So really, there's this wonderful tapestry being further built of all of us together in this wonderful time. Where did you go?
You're definitely right.
You went down some rabbit hole or something.
I lost power.
Oh, no!
I am broadcasting from home today.
Oh.
And I will be glad to get in the office with a little bit more stable systems in place. So, yes, so I am...
Oh, my gosh.
I'm back, though. You can't get
yes,
rid of me.
That's good. I'm glad. We'll see. Yeah, the power is bigger than the electricity. The power is with you. And so that means you're in Maryland? Is that where you are?
I am in Baltimore
City. You're in Baltimore City.
I am a block from the harbor.
It's a satellite. It's a satellite expedition today, bringing the anchor show this morning.
It is, because, well, it's the 4th of July holiday day. It's the day of the holiday, so the trains aren't running into Washington today.
Uh-huh. And my goodness.
At least not to where I could get in time and or taking an Amtrak. I'm still hesitant to do. So, wow. But yeah, so we're here at Shea Stevens for today, about to get on the board meeting.
That's right. So exciting. That is just, I love it. Dan Spoon, our president, asked for us to start airing the board meetings, and that began in February at the leadership seminar. And how exciting that is, because we found at the first one, we found there were like 60 people there. And I mean, it was just so well attended. And then at the one at the end of the March and end of March of the March. Yeah, well, maybe there was a March, but now virtually. But at the end of March, when we had a board meeting to talk about this virtual convention and decide on all of that, our board meeting, I think we had, you know, 400 or more listeners at that meeting, just on ACB radio. And so this is just, and then we had another board meeting in April, and now this one. So, wow, very, very cool.
Yeah, so, all right. I'm going to say, throw it your way real quick, Debbie, for a distraction while I get back on my microphone.
Okay, all right. So,
hey, a question real quick for you.
Yeah.
In terms of ways that people can access some.
Access some. It bleeped out there. Somewhat. Well, the board meeting you can listen on ACB Radio Mainstream, the stream you're listening to. And yeah. Come back, Tony. Come back, Shane. Oh my goodness. So the board meeting will be happening. Oh, he left again. Oh gosh. Well, so, oh, now you're the host. Well, you were the host. Okay. I didn't take it from you. Oh, it's just all fun. We just have so much fun. Last night, Jeff and Jason and I were all working on Zoom and separately at our computers, but just doing stuff for like 3 hours. Tony, are you there?
Yeah, I'm back.
There you Sorry. Are.
I was trying to just stall, and I was doing a horrible job at it. I apologize. It was like, "Hey, I'm gonna look at the duck over there. Just ignore the guy, ignore the man behind the curtain, real quick."
Oh, it's okay. So you wanted to say something about listening to something?
Well, yeah. Well, I mean, because you know, it's. I'm really thinking there's probably a lot of people maybe listening that aren't familiar with ACB radio to begin with. It's not
right.
on their radio dial all the time, per se, because you have to go That's online right. or listen through the ACB Link app,
mm-hmm.
or she that shall not be named, who's about 3 feet from me, so if I say it. So, but
Amazon
yeah, so
device.
We have, you know, ACB radio has been around for 21 years. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of folks don't know too much the history, and you being the managing director of ACB radio, you know, and it's not just radio now, it's podcast, our main menu podcast, the ACB Advocacy Update podcast, the Braille Forum. There's so much content out there for folks that are new to ACB Radio, welcome.
Absolutely.
And get a chance, if you got some downtime during the convention, go through some of the podcast threads. If you've got an Android or Apple, you can access them on Google Play or you can get them on iTunes. But, you know, there's a lot of, you know, subscribe to a lot of stuff that's out there because the convention, we're only here for 8 days. But there's going to be so many more opportunities to engage on many of these type conversations. The community calls, you know, our ACB community channel that's new for ACB Radio Community. You know, there's just so many more ways to still enjoy all the content over the next 8 days throughout the whole year.
And for those who really are very new or who just may not have known for one reason or another, we ACB Radio is based on the work of ACB, and ACB is the American Council of the Blind. Not for. I had one exhibitor, I had to send their files, had to tell them, we need you to fix this, because they said American Council for the Blind, but it's of the blind. And we at ACB Radio hold hands with our parent organization, and we work together to make sure that ACB Radio is about ACB. So there are other aspects of it that are just for fun, and that's also part of ACB. So we give many, many thanks for ACB, well, the American Council of the Blind, bringing us ACB Radio.
Well, we're excited to be able to do it. I mean, ACB Radio is a project of ACB, but it is, as an ACB person myself, as the development director, but also before I was the director of advocacy and government affairs for a few years. You know, what I love about ACB is it's the voice of the people, and it's the people that have the voice all the way up to the board, which is all members. For folks that are new to ACB for the first time, maybe with this convention, joining us on ACB Radio, you know, our entire board are members, people who are blind, low vision, from all walks of life, all around the country. And it is, you know, we embody a grassroots spirit. That's where we were born out of 59 years ago. And it's exciting to think that ACB radio, I think, is one of the perfect examples of that. It is a, in the 90s, I ran a college radio station at the University of Georgia in Athens, Georgia. And it was an independent community nonprofit station. And it had that spirit, a true grassroots spirit. And what I love about ACB radio is for 21 years, it's had that spirit online and has really brought so many different points of views, independent voices within the blindness community, different thoughts, different conversations, everything from technology to culture. And it's been excellent. So it's been so wonderful to have our convention that embodies the values and spirit of ACB to really, in a sense, be running on the back of ACB Radio during this convention, because it's the streams and the podcasts and so many of the volunteers that have come somehow through ACB Radio that have really made this convention possible. So I want to say thanks to all those volunteers listening, all those members of ACB Radio, and that real spirit of independence and grassroots, which is really the core of what ACB as an organization is. So hats off to all of our members with ACB Radio and non-members. I mean, people that are just engaged. You know, we have people all around the world, from Israel and, you know, Jonathan Mosen, who helped found ACB Radio, is in New Zealand, it's very far from America now, you know. It's exciting. And so, thank you, Debbie, because you, as the managing director for ACB Radio, lead that effort. Jeff Bishop, who chairs the steering committee for ACB Radio and is a board member of ACB. Jason Castanguay, I know you all are the three sort of, people that steer in our weekly meetings, you know, when we get together as a staff. But there's so many more people than you. And so thanks to all those as well. So
thank you, Tom.
All right. I'm off my soapbox now.
Oh, it's great.
Where are we on time? Well, Should we have a large ball like Times Square?
Yeah. It's 9:53, so we have 7 minutes to boogie to the board meeting.
Yeah.
So I think that's I've just found my panelist invite for that, and I think that's what we need to do. So I think we need to take a little pause here and just know on the stream. I'm probably will keep it going. I think I'll just keep it going rather than stop it and restart it. But we will be... Well, I should have probably picked up some music.
Stay tuned for... Yeah, yeah. So we can... Let me go through... While you're doing that, let me go through sort of the board meeting then and let folks know kind of what they're going to be hearing. So we'll be having the board meeting coming up. Folks that know, President Dan Spoon from Orlando, Florida, is ACB's president. We have the whole board, I believe, joining today. It'll be running around 10 to 5, we're slated, but probably 10 to 4, 10 to 5, depends how things go with board meetings. If you haven't heard a board meeting before, it's an excellent opportunity to find out really all the inner workings of ACB and how things are going, what are the key priorities and agenda that's on the plate for our organization. Now, of course, a large part of that today is going to be the board meeting, but also things around COVID-19. I'll be doing my fundraising report. We'll have reports as well on our public awareness committee that Kelly Gaskin, our office, runs. That has to do with our communications and our board of publications that Deb Cook Lewis, also people know from ACB Radio and the Juno Report, our podcast and radio show.
Yeah, on ACB Radio as well.
You'll be reporting, Debbie, on ACB Radio, giving a radio update to our board. So, throughout the day, Clark Rockfall from our office in Washington is going to give an advocacy update report. We have Nancy Marks Becker, our CFO. She'll be giving a report on the financial situation and how we're weathering through COVID-19. Those type of reports usually will go up earlier on. And most importantly, you'll be hearing from Dan Spoon for an overall presidential update report out to the board. But then Eric Bridges, our executive director, who's my boss. Those will be earlier on in the board meeting. Yeah, all of our bosses.
Yeah.
So Eric will be, giving a real lay of the land on everything going on with ACB. There's going to be some conversations on some of the back end, how the sausage gets made, so to speak, in the organization. We've gone through a lot of upgrades through technology on the back end, which is great, making our website run. Ooh, I'm liking that music.
How about that? There. Andre Louis.
And, we're going to be having a lot of good just updates throughout the day. So stay tuned. Grab a nice bowl of popcorn and a good cool iced tea. You can sit on your
bed. You bet.
crank up the radio. Sounds like some good tunes going there. So
yeah, so thanks for being with us. Yeah, thank you, Tony. I love it. Hey, partner, great to be working with you.
We're going to get to know a lot about each other for the next 8 days, I love think. It. So,
all right.
Fabulous.
All right. Thanks, everybody.
Have a fantastic convention.
You bet. Okay, so we are still here, just getting ready for everyone to show up and get this board meeting underway. Hello, ACB Radio. Debbie Hazelton with you, ACB Radio Managing Director. Very, very exciting to have this, our first day of our 2020 Annual National Convention, and we are getting ready for the ACB board meeting to begin. Please stand by.